Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Welcome, everybody, to this tonight's masterclass. And today we will be talking about how to set up your publishing company. If you're an author, even if you're an existing author, this is going to be beneficial for you. And if you're a new author, definitely everybody take notes because it's going to be really important that you set up your publishing company the right way. Right. For those who don't know me, my name is Ash Cash Exantis. I am an author. For over 13 years, I've written 12 books. Four of them have been bestsellers. I've sold over 100,000 books in my career. All of them are self-published, so I publish them myself. And I also teach people how they can write and publish their book to create a six or seven-figure business. I use books as a way to sell my other, you know, programs, you know, that I offer. And I've been able to create a multi-million dollar business just from books and my expertise. My background, I was a banker for about 15 years. And so I started out as a teller when I was a teenager. So I know I look young, but I'm still young. But I started out as a teller when I was a teenager, straight out of high school, did everything in banking from teller to personal banker, private banker, branch manager. I was one of the youngest CEOs of a credit union. And then I transitioned into financial education. And that's what I do now. I'm a financial educator at heart. Again, I've written a lot of books. I've been featured in a lot of media. And so you name it. I've been on everything from Forbes to NBC, whatever. I mean, you name it. I've been on it. I host a very popular podcast on the biggest network on the planet, EYL. I have a show called Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. And you know, we're you know, really I want to say I don't know what you know what show we are, but you know, we've been viewed over 3 million times. We've had some big guests on there. And so, you know, we're up to 79 episodes and we got more coming. And so, you know, that's a little bit about myself. Salute Bass Moreno in the building. He's one of my students in my Six Figure Author Blueprint program. And so, you know, starting out, one of the reasons why self-publishing your book is one of the best things you could do. You know, I'm not against the big publishers. I think, the big publishers have their own benefits. They're like pros and cons. There's pros and cons to everything, right? There's always two sides of a coin. For me, self-publishing has helped me tremendously because of the speed in which you can release a book. You know, I've helped students write and publish a book in you know, 30 days has been the shortest amount of time we've been able to do it. So usually between 30 to 90 days, you can probably do it faster. But I'm not a proponent of trying to do stuff fast only because books live forever. Right. When you think about, you know, if you go to Amazon right now and look up Think and Grow Rich, that book is right now a number one bestseller. And that book was written 84 years ago. Right. You know, my book, Mind Right, Money Right, 10 Laws of Financial Freedom. I wrote that in 2009. The book still sells to this day. And you know, and I still get like, if you look up the book, you'll see a lot of 5-star reviews. That's because I don't think you should rush your book because, you know, again, your book should live forever. And so I would say between 30 and the reason I'm saying that, I've seen people say, write your book in 7 days, write it in 10 days. No knock to them. But again, I think 30 days is a good amount of time, to be able to get your book, done in the right way. And in 90 days is a, you know, between 30 and 90 days is a good time. And so, you know, one of the reasons, again, that I, you know, that I like self-publishing is because of the time. When you think about the traditional publishing way, you actually can't publish a book traditionally by going to a publisher. They have to find you. Right. So that's first and foremost. And matter of fact, you have to find a literary agent, and that literary agent will then shop your book around to a publisher. There's only 5 major publishers out right now. In fact, there's 2 publishers that are trying to merge. I know the Department of Justice is trying to block them from merging. That's a Penguin and Simon & Schuster. If they wind up merging, then it would consolidate the industry and make it 4 main publishers, right? There might be subsidiaries to them, but there's 4 main publishers. And so what happens is that every major book, you know, any, you know, artists or celebrity or whoever, if they want to put out a book, most of them are going to go through the major publisher. And so if you're trying to get your book published through that route as well, you're sort of like competing against those publishers. When you self-publish a book, you're going to be able to control everything, right? You're going to be able to control when the book comes out, how the book looks. You could use different marketing tips to kind of get the book out there. One of the things that has worked for me, and the reason I'm able to sell so many books is because you know, the way I position my books. I never, even though I self-publish my books, meaning that I am the sole publisher of the books I release, I still have a publishing company that publishes the books. So I'll jump right in, right? Number one, when you are setting up your publishing company, never set up your publishing company to be associated with who you are, right? So meaning, you know, my name is Ash Cash. I have a, you know, a company called Mind Right Money Management. I could have easily published my book under Ash Cash Books, right? Or I could publish my books under Mind Right, you know, Mind Right Books or whatever. You know, I decided, if that's out there, Antonio, you know what I mean? If you know, you know. I decided to create a publishing company called One Brick Publishing, right? And the reason why I decided to call it One Brick Publishing, it was actually a Will Smith story when he was talking about his dad and how him and his brother broke down a wall, and his dad, you know, told him to rebuild the wall. And you know, he was saying he couldn't rebuild the wall. So they said, you know, make sure you build it one brick at a time. So I said, you know what, my goal, I still have this goal. My goal is to sell 2 million books. And I said, if I'm going to sell 2 million books, I'm going to do that one brick at a time, right? One book at a time. And so that's why I named it One Brick Publishing. But I also wanted it to be something that is different from me, right? So One Brick has no real association with Ash Cash or the brand. And so I wanted to be something separate, right? You know, because at the end of the day, when people are, you know, reading press releases have gotten me a lot of media attention. When someone's reading a press release, it just sounds better if the book seems like it's not being published by that person, right? And so now if I put a press release out and it says One Brick Publishing presents, you know, so like my latest book is called From the Block to the Bank, right? How to make the most of your circumstances to maximize your full potential. And so if I do a press release and that press release says, you know, Ash Cash Books presents From the Block to the Bank by Ash Cash, it's already giving it up that I'm a self-published person. But if I put out a press release and it says One Brick Publishing presents From the Block to the Bank, you know, how to make the most of your circumstance to maximize your full potential by Ash Cash, now the media is going to think that it's published by a major publisher, and they'll be more willing to give me light, right? And that's because there's a lot of people who self-publish books, and they have no reason, they should not be publishing books, right? And what I mean by that, everybody has the right to do it, but there's some bad actors, let's say, who are giving the publishing world a bad name, because anybody can publish a book, so there's no checks and balances. And so by you finding, number one, a unique name, right? You finding a unique name for your publishing company that's different from what you offer is the first step.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.